all, and the only problem is boys. They can be so irritating, and yet so interesting. Deanna in California. My biggest problem is girls. They are, oh, so confusing. Eric in Tennessee. Friends. Almost everybody watched the TV show Friends on NBC. Unfortunately, some kids think that's what real friends are like. Of course, we can learn a lot of things from our friends on television, but sitcoms are very different from real life. In real life, true friends stand by you when things get rough. If you get sick or have a tragedy in your family, your real friends will be there to listen and to help. Sure, they do that in the TV program, but the tragedies those characters experience last only 23 minutes. Yours will last much longer, so your friends will have to last much longer, too. TV friends are also always fooling around. You can't do that in real life. There will be times when you will have to do some very difficult things. If you have friends who will help you, you'll be a lot better off.
My story. I once had a friend in high school whom I confided in. This guy and I had known each other since first grade, and we were pretty solid. At least I thought we were. Freshman year is always tough because you're the youngest in the high school and are trying to figure out the program. There was this dance I wanted to go to, but I didn't want to go alone. I wanted some guys to hang out with so the girls would think I was cool, you know. So I asked my friend, who was usually up for this kind of thing, if he would come along. But he said he couldn't go. I said okay, and found a couple of other guys to go with me. But when we arrived at the hop, that's what we called it back then, I couldn't believe my eyes. My so-called friend, who told me he couldn't go to the dance, was out there doing the twist like a madman. What was up with that? So I cornered this guy later on, and he admitted that some of the guys he went to the dance with didn't like me. So he didn't want me around. If that situation had happened in a TV sitcom, everybody would have made up and had a few laughs. But life is no sitcom. I never trusted that guy again and rarely spoke to him. Since he never apologized, I think I made the smart decision. He wasn't a true friend. And that happens a lot in life. By not wasting any more time with him, I went on to make real friends, many of whom I still hang around with to this day. I'm that kind of guy. Once I become friends with you, I'm in for life, unless you do something bad to me. Even though I'm now famous and successful, I still keep my old friends. And believe me, none of them looks like Jennifer Aniston. It would be a hard thing not to be her friend.
Okay, you know I've made money. It was a long time coming, so I don't usually spend much of it, and I certainly don't show it off. We're going to talk about money smarts later in this book. But one thing I do that costs a few bucks is set up a trip every year to some exotic faraway place, the Caribbean, the Hawaiian Islands, where I sail and swim and dive with old friends. And I do mean old friends. I've known some of these guys since we were 4 years old, others from high school and college, and still others from my early years in television. I've been lucky to have such friends, but I've also worked hard at it. We trust one another. We care about one another's families. We laugh a lot. We remember a lot. I hope you can have such friends when you're my age. Of course, you can't control all of the circumstances that help friends develop and last. I grew up in the same house until I went away to college. The kids in my neighborhood really knew one another. We went to the same schools, terrorized the same teachers, dated the same girls. Now, I don't want you to think that I sat around when I was your age and carefully chose my companions because of their virtues. No way. I ran with the loudmouthed, brash, unruly kids. We looked like bums. We acted like maniacs. We did very stupid things. But even though we would not have used these words back then, we were loyal to one another. One for all for one. We really were like that. And because I had experienced true friendship, which grew over the years through many different situations, not all of them fun by any means, I got very, very spoiled. I mean, throughout the rest of my life, I have expected new friends to be as honest and loyal as my old friends.